Moncrief on News Talk.
Kids of a certain age will ask all sorts of strange questions, which can be extremely funny when they pose them, but perhaps a little more tricky when they stand there tapping a foot and waiting for an answer. So is there a standard answer or set of answers you can give, apart from ask your father? Henry McKean went to find out.
You've got young kids, you're a dad. When they ask you difficult questions, how do you deal with it?
I think you just have to embrace it and find the funny side of it, because the questions are, the answers, I suppose, sometimes are their logic in their head, you know, that kind of way. So, and they're easy answers to give. So, yeah, no, you have to embrace it and just kind of come up with it, with say, yeah, and it's hard.
You might fudge it. So you have an 8-year-old at home. What sort of difficult questions would he put to you sometimes?
My son, for instance, he asked me, why can't we have fish that are cats? And I said, well, we do have catfish.
Yeah.
He also said to me recently, who made God? And that is a tough question.
Yeah,
I'm going to put
that
to you. Who made God?
Who made God? There's, well, my 13-year-old will just say it was just evolution, and he would go into a lot of detail then of how evolution began and this, that, and the other. I suppose my daughter asked me, she said to me last year that after doing religion in school, she goes, well, Jesus has won this year. This, because it was on the 25th of December, so she'd only started religion, so...
So in her head, Jesus was
one. Yeah, he was only 1 year old, so...
So he was just one.
Yeah.
It was her second Christmas that she could perhaps remember. Is it best to be honest with them? For example, my son said, well, you know, he picked up on the housing crisis, and he said, Daddy, why don't we just build everyone a house?
Yeah.
And that's a good question. We could just build everyone a house. All we need to do is find the builders, the money and the land.
Yeah, well, that's true. But look, if that's the case, then we could say, well, why don't you just give everyone, there's a million billionaires, give us all the same money. We all have the same money and things like that. So, yeah, I think sometimes you have to explain it to them, and sometimes you just let them roll in their head. Yeah, exactly.
I always asked my parents growing up if I could change my eye colour to like something fabulous, like purple or bright blue.
Growing up, I had lots of allergies, so I used to ask my parents if I could go to the ice cream van when I couldn't have anything in the ice cream van. I always thought that was quite funny.
Free ice cream?
Yeah.
So you knew you couldn't have it and you wanted it, and
exactly.
You kept asking.
Just all the other kids were having it, so I wanted it, and I just couldn't wrap my head around the fact that I couldn't have it.
Like when I was about 5, I used to say to my mum, when I grow up, I want to marry you. And everyone around the kitchen table would laugh. I had no idea that you just couldn't marry your mum.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, like, the closest woman to you is your mum. Like, you love your mum. Why not?
I'm chatting to the kids here in St. Molagas National School in Balbriggan. It's third class. What question are you going to ask me?
What's 9 factorial?
What's 9 factorial? God, I don't know. What is it?
362,880.
How did you work that out?
I just worked it out.
What would happen if cats ruled the world?
If cats ruled the world, I mean, that is a really interesting question. I suppose if cats ruled the world, there would be lots of wool everywhere because they would want to play with it. There would be a lot of meowing, lots of scratching.
Why are buildings called buildings? But they're already built. Why are they called buildings if they're already built?
Here is Seamus O'Reilly writing in the Irish Times about how his 7-year-old son hammers him with all sorts of questions and queries, and he doesn't always have the answer to them.
My son asks questions about everything, and I do mean everything. So in the piece, I obviously tried to select for concision as many as I could, taken from one 15-minute period last Wednesday, including but not limited to, what's the saddest thing you've ever seen? Would you rather have no stomach or no bum? What was the first thing that happened in history? What's your third least favorite country? And so on and so on. There was a long run of questions which seemed to have a sort of connection. So, for example, what's the speed of smell? Has a human being ever laid an egg? I think those things could be related. Certainly, would you lay an egg if you could? And would you eat a human egg? Definitely seemed to be following a sort of logical track. But an awful lot of the time, the connections between these questions seem slightly more nebulous. He's very fond of asking kind of asinine questions about Pokemon or Minecraft, and then asking me what it was like when my mum died, and was that the saddest thing that ever happened? And I would say, well, actually, you know, and gear myself up for a very poignant sort of biopic moment where I get to share the mysteries of the human soul with his 7-year-old self, and then I will literally get 6 words into the answer before he's asking me if blue whales count as tall or merely long.
How are stars formed?
Wow, now that is an interesting question. And I was just over in Sardinia recently supporting my stepson do a half Ironman, and we came across Jupiter and Neptune, and they were so bright. They were the brightest in the world just where we were staying, just by chance. You know, do you know the reason?
No. It could have been from Pluto, though.
How were natural disasters natural if God was the one that built everything, kind of?
So if God was the one who built everything, kind of, why are they natural disasters? Maybe God was angry, maybe?
Because he's the one that made Earth, and then people made buildings. No one made it.
Now that is a question. Do you want an answer?
Yes.
This is Irish budgeting mammy Anne-Marie Gaynor's take on these difficult, hard questions 7-year-olds ask us.
I think probably the most one that stands out for me would be the one where I did the bees and the birds. I told them about everything that was going to happen. And the first question I got was, what was the story with the Virgin Mary, mammy? Why are we told that it was Immaculate Conception? So they asked very strange questions, and there was a different child asked me something completely different about statistics that he'd seen on the news.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I think the chicken.
What's the meaning of life?
Well, I'm going to try and answer this. The meaning of life is good food, it's friends, it's family, it's love, it's having a good time.
What would happen if the Earth stopped spinning for a second?
It's a big question. What would happen if the Earth stopped spinning for a second? Well, I think we'd all be late. I think sunrises and sunsets and seas would cause difficulty. The birds would get confused as well.
Okay. What came first, orange, the fruit, or orange, the colour?
I am going to say orange, the fruit.
I think it's orange, the colour.
I have an answer for the person that asked about the orange. I think the fruit, because God made a garden and there was oranges in the garden, and then after it became a colour.
These are the kinds of questions I get. I can't include all of them in print because even my devoted readers would probably sort of set fire to their newspapers for me turning the column into Kids Say the Funniest Things. So I'm resistant to go into too much for that reason. But sometimes, especially on a half term, when there seem to be 700 hours in every day, I do end up meditating on them. And I do meditate as well on how best to, you know, respond to them. I do think it's important to listen to kids and to actually give their questions the time of day. I remember being myself a very questioning child, which is a euphemism for annoying little twerp. So I spent all of my childhood walking around telling people facts and asking them questions, and I got various lengths of short shrift from most of the adults in my life. So as I say in the piece, parenting is time travel. And perhaps it is just part of growing up. Perhaps it is a genetic predisposition coming from my line. Or perhaps it's some sort of, I don't know, cosmic payback for all of the treatment I gave to all the adults in my life, that I now am seeing it from the other end and having to, gratefully and graciously, I believe, I hope, deal with those questions without fudging them. I try not to fudge them. I try to give him a serious answer, even though he will just pretty much interrupt anything I say and ask another question in the meantime. But sure, that's all part of it. It's good to practice my skills of being interrogated. I think if I ever ended up on some CIA black site, I'd do quite well.
What is the difference between Messi and Ronaldo?
What is the difference between Messi and Ronaldo? That is a big question. I would say that Messi is better.
Yeah.
No!
Which is better, cats or dogs?
What's better, a building or a human being?
A building or a human being, what's better? I would say a human is better.
Why?
Because they can do things. I mean, a building can just keep us warm or cold or keep us away from the rain or the sun, but it can't really do much else. Whereas a human can love.
Well, also a building.
A building can love too.
Yeah.
I think human with his question, because buildings wouldn't be a thing if human weren't alive.
What is the warmest country?
The warmest country in the whole world?
Yeah.
I am going to say perhaps a country on the equator. I'm going to say maybe, I'm going to say India, but I could be wrong.
I think it's Spain.
There you go. That's the danger of being asked a question when they think they already know the answer already. Henry McCain reporting there. Texter has said, what's the speed of smell? Is one of the best questions ever asked, ever, since the first thing in history. What's the speed of smell? If anyone knows what it is, I'd be interested to know. And somebody else is texting it to say, I asked my five-year-old how they slept last night. And they said, I closed my eyes and it just happened.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.